Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and thanks for tuning in with us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And as you know, we bring the very best products and technologies forward that we know of that really, truly help. They really do, because we use them all ourselves.
Hey, I want to remind you, you know our folks at Plus CBD Oil, that's pluscbdoil.com. They've been offering some great deals on all of their products. I believe I made a mistake, and here's a correction. When you go to their site, you can get some discounts by putting Be Well in capital letters. That's Be Well in capital letters, all
checkout.
One word, at checkout. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you're in the shopping cart, remember Be Well, and go for those discounts because they're really worth it. In these times, you want to keep your systems calm.
And, you know, we've talked about the Focused Life Force Energy Program for over a year here. We have the program in our home, on our land, on our phones. It works for people, animals, and they did an experiment with spinach plants and found out that it really creates higher germination and growth rates. And we already know this because of our gardens and our flowers. People come up and go, my gosh, what are you doing? Your yard is so lush and everything's really growing big. And, you know, this is what we do. We have the Focus Life Force Energy Program on it.
I know. We got a report that we have the broccoli that's going to eat Cincinnati. Yeah. It's so big. But, you know, we look at these things. We see them happening. But it's great to have actual experimentation.
Yes.
That proves it. So remember, go to flfe.net/conscious talk and try their 15-day free trial. Hey, you know, you can imagine, the in-person talks at the Life of Learning Foundation, which is Guy Finley's foundation. They've been on hiatus since March, but Guy's still offering free classes twice a week through GoToWebinar. So here's what you do. Go to guyfinley.org/online. Check out all of those classes. You know, we miss being in person so much, and we will be talking to Guy in the fall. But in the meantime, he's an amazing spiritual healer.
And teacher.
And teacher, yeah. So check it out.
And also check out our website at conscioustalk.net, and be sure to tune in, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, so can science and spirituality intersect, and how does that happen? We'll have a chat with Dr. Nisha Manick about what she's discovered. She's the author of Bridging Science and Spirit, The Genius of William A. Tiller's Physics, and The Promise of Information Medicine. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, there is often the question of, can science and spirituality intersect? And how does that happen? Well, our special guest today is Dr. Nisha Manick. She is the author of Bridging Science and Spirit, The Genius of William A. Tiller's Physics and the Promise of Information Medicine. I was particularly interested in this because she's given a lot of explanations and fairly plain language to the, you know, some of the things that we've wondered about we know work, but hey, as she said, now you know how they work. Dr. Manick, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Oh, I'm so delighted to be with you folks, and greetings from California.
Great.
Well, yeah, and my first response was, what's a nice MD like you doing talking about, you know, spirituality?
you know, what a great question, because here I am, medical school, you know, a fellow of the American College of Physicians, you know, all those wonderful things that we do in science. And in medicine particularly, every day, just imagine, I'm at the bedside, I'm deep into a story of a client, and in medicine, we try to, it's like a jigsaw puzzle. We get data, clues to somebody's illness or disease, you know, and we look at the body particularly. We analyze it, we examine it, we take blood tests millions of times. We x-ray the body, but here's the thing. Here's the thing I want to tell your listeners right off the bat. We are not the body alone. Mm-hmm. The physical body is very important, but it's not the only thing. We are much, much greater than that. And so while I was doing medicine, there was this sort of knowing that we are much more than atoms and molecules. Well, how do you get there? How do you get to the energetic superhighway? How do you get to the informational things? What I'm telling you now are sentences and information. So humans are much, much more than the physical. And I think medical science has gone a long, long way to understanding physiology, but we're just scratching the surface of those energetic systems and how we create information. So I really took a jump when I, you know, left a very major medical system and followed Bill Tiller. Yeah.
Yes, that's huge, and especially in the medical community. So you mentioned there's a phrase you use, psychoenergetic.
Yes.
What does that mean, psychoenergetic?
Right. So psychoenergetics is a class of phenomena. It's like gifts that human beings have to varying degrees. So things such as clairvoyance, things such as the sixth sense, remote viewing, telling the future, so retrocausation. These are abilities that to varying degrees we actually have. And when we become quieter, when we meditate, you know, we activate some of these gifts. Sometimes people have them right off the bat. And I give an example in Bridging Science and Spirit in the very beginning of somebody called Patricia Cyrus. And she is very gifted in remote viewing. And, you know, Bill Tiller was very good friends with the father of remote viewing called Ingo Swann, okay? Mm-hmm. And Ingo Swann and Tiller were friends when Tiller was at Stanford University. And unbeknownst to me, I when I looked into psychoenergetics, I was absolutely shocked. I thought, who'd even be interested in these kinds of things? I can tell you a lot of people are. Princeton University, Stanford University, big institutions were given lots of grounds to understand these gifts because, you know, it removes you from this space and this time into another location and figuring out. I have to say it was in the Department of Defense and Intelligence. So, mm-hmm. you know, there's been a lot of money and grant money devoted to understanding these human gifts. Tiller took a different way. He said, you know, psychoenergetic science, we do not understand it because it doesn't easily conform to the accepted scientific model, okay? Mm-hmm. We can't measure it. We can't predict it. We can't put a ruler or a measuring scale. But he says, okay, but this is very, very real. How can we approach it? And he realized one very fundamental thing. It is a gift of human consciousness, okay? Mm-hmm. And distant healing, by the way, comes into that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's, look, one of the things that we've always said, and you really come to understand it when you read your book, because you give a broad background of how we got to where we are with this this materialistic approach to medicine and everything else. But, you know, what we've always said is, what makes sense, too, is that we argue for our limitations because we only believe in what we can measure. But, you know, throughout history, as soon as we developed a new measuring device, boom, you know, voila, we had a whole new theory of how everything worked.
And yet here we are in medicine today with more commercials on television than ever for people to take drugs. We're still stuck in that paradigm, Dr. Manick. And is that because of the money-making proposition?
Yeah. Well, you know, that has something to do with it. The pharmaceutical industry is very, very powerful, but it is also a bed of innovation. So it's a balance. And, you know, with the COVID-19, we've seen the innovation at breathtaking speed, okay? Mm-hmm. So it does play in some measure to our advantage. But here we are, again, we've gotten locked into a mindset of chemistry is all there is.
Right.
And when I reached out to Tiller in one of my first Thursday meetings, and we used to meet in Scottsdale every Thursday, I remember him saying, he suggested, why don't I drive over? I lived about 2 or 3 miles from his home in Scottsdale. I moved from Minnesota to Arizona. I was so determined to find out what Tiller had uncovered and discovered about human consciousness. So here we are every Thursday. And one of the first Thursday meetings, he said to me, and he literally pointed his finger at me, he says, you are excellent, and you are stuck in chemistry.
Mm.
And so it really shook me, okay, because he's right.
Mm-hmm.
He's absolutely correct. And it's not just medical school. We are making some expansion and some headway in psychology and psychiatry. We understand some of those variables of mood and society, how your upbringing, environment plays a role into your well-being. But we are still very, very, our mindset is very much geared towards, you know, a fix it. There is something wrong in the chemistry, put a chemical, and you're going to get this outcome. Okay, and you see this in the TV news and TV ads all the time.
All the time.
You might have yellow teeth, your hair is falling out, you might have dandruff. Toenails to callus, I mean, just bloated tummies, everything, right? I mean, I watched this. So, and I wrote about it in the very beginning of the book that I write to my younger self, and I lament the fact that I thought I was onto a great, I'm going to heal the world. And I was completely mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
To some extent, I have, it's not like I don't do any good, but I was always against a boundary. I could feel myself sort of against it, and I needed to really break free in my own thinking, and it had to be on my own way. My own way was to walk away from a career that I knew, but I rebuilt it. You know, I have faith in science, and I had to really search very carefully that if energy is the next step, how do I go there? And energy, I don't mean calories.
Well,
no,
hold that thought, doctor, because we're going to run off to an ad break. We'll be back after these messages with Dr. Nisha Manick.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CB Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Conscious Talk, radio that rocks the soul. Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life. We refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And hey, we're talking about a great book today. It's called Bridging Science and Spirit, The Genius of William A. Tiller's Physics and the Promise of Information Medicine. And we're finding out from Dr. Nisha Manek how she got there, how she moved from being a traditional chemical-based, physical-based MD to someone with a greater understanding of consciousness and its role that it plays in healing and the rest of our lives. And Dr. Manek, you were telling us, you know, how you moved through that, that you were trained. I mean, you were a clinician. You were with the Mayo Clinic's Division of Rheumatology, and you're recognized as a leader of integrative medicine, but you were first trained in that purely physical approach. And, yeah. You know, so you, if you want to finish telling that, at how you arrived at this newer look?
You know, so we have made great headway in the medical sciences to understand the immune system, and we can see what has happened with COVID-19, how we can rally together to understand the virus, what happens to the immune system, and so forth. And we've done similar things in rheumatoid arthritis and lupus and all that. But I can tell you that there is still a gap. So in other words, when you have a trial to understand the benefits of a chemical in a large group of people, it doesn't always do the same thing in everybody. The cookie cutter way of medicine is not right, okay? And that's how we do things. That's how we understand things in science. We understand them by recognizing patterns, okay? Yeah. That's what I do at the bedside. I ask some questions and find out a pattern. But I can tell you it's very frustrating when you give a prescription and the outcome isn't quite what you wanted, okay? Mm-hmm. And this happens over and over again. Mm-hmm. And so it really brings to mind what is really going on with the story of this particular person. The way medicine is practiced right now, we don't really have a chance to go there. We are short on time. The system is set up in such a way that we're ticking boxes of symptoms only. But we have to go to the story. We have to uncover certain beliefs and patterns. And once you go there, and that's information, once you go there, then the patient themselves can also have a chance to arrive at solutions. I'm not denying chemistry. I'm simply saying we have a lot more to build on. Yes. And sometimes the chemistry is irrelevant even, okay? So I've seen that happen too.
Of course.
Yeah, well, so here's, let me pass a couple of things past you. First of all, Brenda and I both learned sort of the long and hard way moving through disease, serious disease, that there was more to it than just our chemical makeup, because we were working on that, but cancer kept reoccurring for us until we started to address spiritual and emotional things.
Yes.
But here's the other thing that I thought that science would and practice of medicine would really change after the genome study, because the big surprise of the genome study was that there weren't as many genes as we thought. You know, we were expecting so many, and you only ended up with, what, 44,000 plus. And what they learned was that it's the combination. And what we learned was, well, something turns them on or turns them off. Mm-hmm. What is that? And that's energy.
Right. Well, and it's really boils down to what you said, Dr. Manick, our stories, our beliefs.
Right.
Our, you know, and what we put into those beliefs create those patterns, and those patterns keep in place a certain, if you will, energy flow or whatever you want to call it. Usually the energy is pretty stuck or it seems lethargic.
Right, we always call it emotion. So,
yeah.
And we call that energy
in motion. Yeah.
So are we on the right track?
Yes, that's very clever.
Yes.
You know, you bring to mind that the progress in science has been very rational, right? We're very rational.
Right.
We have intelligence. A causes B causes C. And we thought in medicine that once you know the gene, the genome is decoded, we have the holy grail to understand human disease. Mm-hmm. And we found that that's not true.
Right.
That is not true. It is true for a very rare number of diseases where there's one gene, you know, defect. And you can correct that. Those are very rare. But for the large, the 90-plus percent of what ails human beings is not just genetic. Genetic effects are very tiny, okay? Mm-hmm. So the environment is very powerful. Your home, how you live, what patterns you have formed as a child, are very important. Mm-hmm. And again, we don't go there. right?
Right.
And here's one thing that I've very much noticed in, when I take a story or a history at the bedside. Patients often say, it runs in my family,
right?
Yep. We hear that a lot.
Yeah.
And sometimes say, really? Let's take a look at this. It runs, doctor, I'm becoming like my father. So we adopt these behaviors and they're unconscious. It's not like we wanted to be in pain or become like mom or dad. It's like an act of love to be like your parent, I think.
Right.
But it's misplaced. You know, we need to go there and look at it.
Yes. And the more that we're willing, and I often with the clients, with our clients, Dr. Manick, often just they just need to be heard. They need to be listened to. That's often starts to move, get some energy moving because they have, no one's questioned that. No one's asked them that before. No one's been curious about that before. But often when you start hearing them speak about it, they have these little aha moments like, oh, wow, I really do think like my parents. Oh, I really did take that belief on, didn't I? And like you said, they're more unconscious about it. Bringing it to the consciousness already, we feel, starts the energy moving in the higher direction, if you will.
Absolutely. There is a correction of the mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
There is a correction.
Yeah, let me tell you something else that we have that was in the beginning very astounding. But, you know, in the spiritual community, which is always touching on this energetic medicine, there's always been this saying about where these spiritual beings having a human experience, but people don't quite get that. And so one of the exercises we do with people is to have them kind of locate, you know, find a location in their head and then create a space in their head that they can work from, yada, yada, yada. And then we interrupt them and say, well, who, so is it your brain now or is it this, you know, this observer that you've created that's actually doing things? Because we can get effects just realizing that there is this observer operating and that their consciousness is not local to their brain, sometimes that will change their whole diagnosis. It'll change all of their symptoms. That simple bit of information. And I believe that has to fit into some of what you're talking about here.
Absolutely. And I think you're bringing to a sharp relief in our conversation about this notion of information medicine. I applaud you. You're clearly creating a safe space.
Right.
For somebody to just go there. Okay,
right.
You're inviting them. It's not telling them or you should do this or that, but really understanding the human condition. Okay, we're very, very powerful. And once we realize that we can redirect that power, now you're teaching them something. You're not just saying, here's a fish. You're teaching them how to fish.
Right.
Right.
Well, the other thing that, you know, that we learned with ourselves and that we work with all the time is we look at our bodies as a biofeedback mechanism. I mean, yes, we are expressing chemically, electrically, et cetera, but if we're not our body, if we're something separate than our body or more than just our body, the body is giving us is a feedback mechanism. And so if you can move, say you have a pain in your toe, you have no idea where that came from. You didn't just bang it on a rock, but there it is. If you can move your consciousness to that, it's sort of like answering a question
or answering the doorbell, so to speak.
And often the pain will just go away
because you gave it attention, you put your consciousness there, and it was asking for something. And then you can, we always say, well, you can ask something deeper. I mean, yeah. Is there something else that you need to know that it is trying to signal once they're there in their consciousness? So we seem to be on the same track here, Dr. Manick. And folks, the book is Bridging Science and Spirit, and it's with Dr. Nisha Manick, MD, and we're going to find out more from Dr. Manick when we come back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And her website is Nisha, NishaManekKMD.com. And we'll be right back.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available, and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Little Magic Machine by some. It's an FDA-cleared device for both inflammation and pain, which you can use in your own home. Users place their hand, covered with a patented glove, inside a vacuum chamber where a special microprocessor manages the application of negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, reducing blood thickness and increasing microvascular circulation. Why is microvascular circulation important? This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to littlemagicmachine.com or call 800-460-2144. That's 800-460-2144 for all the information you need on the Little Magic Machine.
More than a conversation. Conscious Talk Radio.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power PH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power PH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power PH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
Did you know by age 35, most people start to notice the effects of declining hormone levels? Symptoms include lack of energy, less focus, decreased sex drive, weight gain, and poor quality sleep. Twist 25 DHEA cream helps men and women 35 and up to maintain vitality, youthful vigor, enhanced mood and focus, and a better night's sleep. As a base building block for hormones, DHEA gives the body a key foundation it uses to make hormones. Visit twist25.com to learn more or call 888-489-4782. 888-4 25.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
And welcome back, folks. Hey, thanks for joining us and staying tuned in with us. And I don't use those words lightly. Tuned in is tuning into yourself. And that's how you discover who you really are beyond the physical body and how you can work with your body. And we do that on the show all the time, interviewing great people, NDs, MDs, healers, you name it. That's what we do. And today we're here with Dr. Nisha Manick. The book is Bridging Science and Spirit, The Genius of William A. Tiller's Psychics and the Promise of Information Medicine. Dr. William A. Tiller's Physics and the Promise of Information Medicine. And Dr. Manick's website is nishamanekmd.com, and that will be up on the Facebook page as well, so not to worry about it. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears. So, Dr. Manick, I think, you know, people really have to read your book because you delve into a lot of deep physics that William Tiller worked with to actually prove some things about consciousness and how it can work. But I think the takeaway when we're talking about subtle energy, which is something we talk about a lot on the show, and it's something that we believe we work with, is that really, hey, we're so much more powerful than we are. It really isn't subtle. I mean, that may not be the best word, right?
Yeah, right. You know, Bill Tiller, he coined the term subtle energy. And the word subtle did trip me up, and it trips up a lot of people because it seems faint or weak. It has those kinds of synonyms. But it's actually anything but. And what Bill Tiller was trying to convey with the word subtle was the fact that with our current scientific instruments, you cannot see the acupuncture system. You cannot see the energy superhighways. And I can tell you, during anatomy as a medical student, I don't remember dissecting those things. I remember dissecting, very carefully I might add, muscles and nerves and blood vessels. And, you know, you memorize these things. And what the biggest, I would say even a fallacy, is that if you cannot see it, it doesn't exist. And that's where we are falling down. And so Bill Tiller used the word subtle energy. They are there. They're invisible because we cannot see them with our instruments, whether it's dissection or whether it's electromagnetic gauges. You know, like if you put a meter with somebody nearby, you cannot see it. It doesn't register. So what gives? What is this subtle energy really consist of? And that's his genius. His genius was, first of all, he characterized it, he named it. Number two, he said it's not a gravity, it's not like a light bulb, it's not a nuclear force. And then he went on to characterize it finally. And in this whole book, I do build the knowledge of the reader, and it comes in around pillar five to number six, that Bill Tiller called it magnetoelectric, okay? Not electromagnetic, but you put the magnet first. So in other words, to put a very simple experiment, when we move a magnet up and down, it creates an electrical current, right? So what Tiller, I remember him saying this to me, he says, it's like a magnet inside your body. The magnet, when you move a magnet up and down, your intention is magnetoelectric. It fires up the acupuncture system, and that's the energy pump. The pump which drives your muscles. That's the pump which drives your nerves. And it's so fast, and it's not electromagnetic, so you can't see it. And it's faster than the speed of light. Now, he was saying a lot of things. It's hard to really grasp these things because we don't have those instruments just yet. But I think we will get there in future. The new, and those listeners who have a little background in physics, those brainiacs who know math, should look at the white papers because the equations are there. But it's important to characterize, you know, just to leave that language out there. And then he was able to quantify it. Okay.
Yeah, and what a great example that he used.
Well, yes, and the other thing that he was really good at, and that you're good at in the book, is bringing it down to earth so that those that are not those, you know, mathematically inclined brainiacs can actually understand that. And that's something that we try to do on the show all of the time, to find where that rubber meets the road. So when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Nisha Manick.
Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Little Magic Machine by some. It's an FDA-cleared device for both inflammation and pain, which you can use in your own home. Users place their hand, covered with a patented glove, inside a vacuum chamber where a special microprocessor manages the application of negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, reducing blood thickness and increasing microvascular circulation. Why is microvascular circulation important? This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to littlemagicmachine.com or call 800-460-2144. That's 800-460-2144 for all the information you need on the Little Magic Machine.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where everything that happens to you transforms into everything is for you.
It's not always easy for women to achieve better health, especially these days. The key is to work smarter, not harder. Be wise about weight loss and workouts. Eat strategically and take your supplements. I'm best-selling nutrition author Kat James. I've learned firsthand that probiotics are key to women's health. They protect your digestion, your immune system, your skin. They support balanced hormonal levels. And very important for both women and men, they counter the buildup of bad bacteria and yeast in our bodies. Researchers have even found that probiotics promote a more positive mood and mental sharpness due to the gut-brain axis. The one I take, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. It's a superior formula with prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics, a smart advantage in these challenging times. Find Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics through Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers, also available online.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And hey, we're having a great conversation with Dr. Nisha Manick about her book, Bridging Science and Spirit. And, you know, you may want to hear this one over again, tell your friends about it. You can always find it in the archives section at ConsciousTalk.net, midnight of the day of the show. But remember, every guest has a guest page, because you may want to find out what their website is, et cetera, a little bit about them. It will be on their guest page. So if you put in the date of the show in the search engine, or just the name, Dr. Nisha Manick, or just Nisha, or just Nisha Manick, you'll find it in a list, get to her guest page, and there will also be a play button for the show. And otherwise, you can, you know, just search Conscious Talk, find, you know, on your favorite podcast system, like Podcast One or Apple, and you're going to find our show.
So, Dr. Manick, let's talk about muscle testing. What do you know about it? Do you think it's really works? Because some people skeptically look at you when you muscle test. What do you know about that?
You know, so I put this tool in Bridging Science and Spirit, and it's a very important tool. Because one of the things about consciousness is that there's a spectrum. Consciousness isn't one consciousness, right? There is love, there is intelligence, there is greed, there's all these human conditions, and you can go right up to Christ consciousness. Well, then how do you know? How do you know the level or the level of truth about something which is on that line of spectrum? And, you know, as I would talk to Tiller, he obviously talked from a place of the heart. Mm-hmm. When he did science, it was to benefit humankind, okay? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so when I told him that your science is in the level of the heart, well, how did I know that? I muscle tested it. Mm-hmm. And at first, Tiller, he just shrugged his shoulders and said, that's dowsing, it's nothing. But actually, muscle testing helps you get at the truth, okay? Yes. And muscle testing is not a local muscle response. And I really need to emphasize that. We think that when your muscle, whether it's testing the deltoid or whether you do the O-ring, you know, you oppose the thumb and the index finger, is a local response. It's not true. It's actually the acupuncture system. It's the subtle energy response. And the acupuncture system is your connection to consciousness and the divine. Mm-hmm. That's what's answering, okay? And the other thing about kinesiology, and that's applied kinesiology, of course, what we're talking about, how you ask the question is crucially important. You can't ask about a future thing. You can only ask about a present. Is this supplement good? Is this good? Is it beneficial? Yes, no. You almost have to have a declarative question. Now, I don't do kinesiology at the bedside, okay? Not routinely anyway, but I do test kinesiology to test, is this journal correct? Is this science article correct? So I do those things, okay? So in my day-to-day rheumatology practice, I still do rely on my intuition as a physician. And if I get stuck, then yes, in my own quiet meditation, I do kinesiology. But it's not, you know, something I do right there at the bedside. Not yet. And I think it's going to come. I have to say, though, a lot of chiropractics and naturopathic doctors do practice kinesiology. And I know you, Brenda, do, and Rob does it at the bedside. And that's how you find the truth about a person's condition and their belief system. And I think it has a great deal of power, okay? Yes. It builds on chemistry very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. And I have been a recipient of great chiropractic care because they did muscle testing on me.
Right.
And I know it works. Okay, so I don't readily take chemicals. I have never been on antibiotics. Mm-hmm. Or I know to test for certain supplements to know that this is correct for Nisha or this isn't correct for Nisha. For example, I'll give you an example. Turmeric is not very good for me. Okay, and universally we think that turmeric has to be good for everybody. No, it doesn't. So again, we customize the right protocol for a person based on the information gleaned from kinesiology. Mm-hmm. So kinesiology is a finer tool, if you will.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That that happens to be a practice that we do with supplementation. Mm-hmm. We've found that
with food,
we found that there are some foundational things, you know, just very few that we just do all of the time. But, you know, seasonally, et cetera, that's how we figure out dosage and whether we need something because, hey, you know, if you don't need it at that time, you know, maybe we test once a week for this group of supplements that we take, and we do see how they shift. So I'm glad we get backed up on that one because we find so many other ways of using kinesiology to get to, you know, whatever the truth is of that particular present time situation.
Yeah, and I think it surprises every once in a while, Dr. Manick, and maybe you've had this experience, but with a lot of our clients that we uncover using the kinesiology, things that were in their unconscious that had not been brought to their conscious awareness, so they didn't even realize it was going on. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, first of all, kinesiology does take awareness and willingness to go there, and it takes some practice, you know, I have personally found that if I'm testing for an answer for a particular question, it takes a stillness inside and no vested interest. You know, I'm not going to be, I don't want to will an answer.
See, there you go.
There is a finesse there. And also to, it's the how you ask the question. And I've become better and better not to step on my own, you know, way.
Right.
To really, And if I'm not expecting something, I let it go for a while and then come back to it. So there is this openness and to revisit the answer, okay?
Right.
And
and
if I'm not sure, I even ask the patient, I've come up with this, what do you think? What's your gut sense tell you? All right? And so there is, again, an information exchange. It's not that Dr. Manik has the answer, but rather there is a relationship and there is a real exploration at the bedside to finding out what makes sense for them and to be ready to change and pivot.
Well, after all, science is the search for the truth. It's not the truth. And people get confused on that. Well, the other, you know, really main thing that you discover in reading your book is a lot about intention. That's something that we talk about. And I loved in the back of the book, it had kind of a little intention university, you know. You know, quickly, we don't have a lot of time, but what did you feel about intention that you discovered that was, you know, a surprise?
Yes. You know, when I first first met Dr. Tiller and began my exploration, if it made sense to make a big jump and learn his method or what his science really tells us, you know, he made a big condition to me, and that was, I will not work with you unless you meditate daily. What he was trying to tell me was that once you understand your mind, when you watch your mind, you begin to understand your own patterns. Then you can sharpen your thoughts. You can choose correctly.
Yes.
And so you quieten the noise inside. So the Tiller Intention Academy, I created that for the book. And, you know, it's an illustrated book. I had lots of fun with it, the doodles. And then my illustrator in Italy, Dario, drew them. And so I made, at the very back, a bonus about what are the principles of creating an intention. And at the very outset, I say, just watch your thoughts, meditate. You don't have to go into the silence.
Right.
Right.
Well, Dr. Manik, we want people to buy the book.
And they're going to have to find out more about the intention experiment by reading the book. Again, it's Bridging Science and Spirit with Dr. Nisha Manik. Thank you so much for joining us today, for all the great work you're doing out there, Dr. Manik. And
folks,
thank you as always. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622. Or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. Scream it loud from the rooftops. Conscious Talk delivers.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics.
Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.